Hello, everybody. Welcome to Season 2, Episode number 98 of Preston Jensen's podcast. If you're new here, I'm your host, Preston. Tonight, it is Tuesday, May 7th, and Apple had an event, and you know I love covering Apple events. That is must-see TV for me. I always love when they have their promotions. I think they do a wonderful job with it, and they had some very exciting news for content creators today. They introduced a new iPad Pro. It's the thinnest Apple product yet, it says, which, to be honest, scares me, because I've never thought I would, when I am holding an iPad, man, I wish this thing was thinner. To me, if it's a little bit thicker, it would feel more substantial and it wouldn't feel like it's going to snap. So I hope that even though it's thinner, that I hope it's just as durable, because I remember way back when they came out with the giant iPhones, people were having problems with it bending in their pockets. And with an iPad that is so thin, I think of if you're throwing it in your backpack, if you're taking it on the run, and you sit down, is that going to be strong enough to keep the screen stable? I don't know. Time will tell on that. Supposedly, it's just as durable. It's interesting to me that they didn't say it's more durable. They said it was just as durable. So to me, that's one design aspect that I'm questioning. However, Apple is always moving things forward. They want things the smallest, the thinnest, the best form factor you can possibly have, where my thoughts are if you make it a little bit thicker, you can probably have more battery life and you'll have a lot more room for hardware components on the inside. It would make their engineering department job a lot easier, fitting all the components inside the case of the iPad. Not only did they come out with a new iPad Pro, they came out with a new iPad Air. And these are both, actually, nope, the iPad Air is using the M2 chip now. If you follow this podcast a lot, I've got the Mac Mini running the M1 chip, and that's lightning fast for me. I do a little bit of video, a lot of photo editing, and that has been wonderful for me. And anything with sound, it doesn't seem like it takes too much processing. So the M1 has been fine. It's awesome to see that an iPad Air now has an M2 built into it. And the iPad Pro now has what they're calling the M4 chip. So I do think it's interesting that they skipped the M3 chip. They went right to the M4. Now, I'm sure there's a reason for that. I'm sure there's four of something in the chip where they decided to, it's not important to follow the order of Apple M1, M2, M3, M4. They just skipped, went to the M4. No big deal. And just in typical iPad fashion, they talk about how it doubles the speed or it's 50% faster. And I like those kind of metrics because they're very hard to judge. So Apple can say these things, and to the typical consumer like myself, I can get the new computer, and in my mind, I'm thinking it's 50% faster, so therefore it must be. I have no way of really testing that. And the computing on these machines now is so quick that that amount of time is probably not going to be visible in your typical workflow. I have seen some people who are heavy into the video editing side of things saying their M1 chips just aren't handling things as well as it should now. That makes a lot of sense because people are now filming in 8K. Most things are filmed in 4K. There's a few people still filming in 1080, but that takes up a lot of data and a lot of computing power to be editing that kind of thing. And most people, at least if you're in the professional side of photography and videography, you're not filming JPEGs or you're not filming just basic stuff. It's all raw, very large files to be dealing with. So I feel like that with the iPad Pro today, they are really gearing it towards the content creator, because along with the iPad Pro and the iPad Air, they came out with a new Pencil Pro. They showed a cool demo in some of their apps where you can rotate the pencil, and that's kind of like rotating a pen or a Sharpie, and it changes the shape. There's a new hover mode. It's got haptic feedback. It's now compatible with Find My. And so a lot of very cool upgrades for the Apple Pencil. I personally haven't used too much with the iPad as far as video editing or photo editing, just because it's not the same experience as editing on a computer to me yet. But with this new iPad, they also introduced a new update to Final Cut Pro. And let's see here. They've got a new Magic Keyboard to make it more like a computer. They've got new camera system, studio quality mics. They have some sort of mode where you're able to watch up to 4 streams in live time and continue to edit in Final Cut Pro. Now, I don't know if they're gearing that towards live content creation or if they're just saying it's going to make your editing a lot easier. It's very interesting to me. I think of Ecamm Live and a lot of the features that it has, and I feel like every update Apple comes out with, it incorporates more and more of the Ecamm Live features right into the hardware, so you don't have to have a separate software, which is very welcome, because if we're already paying thousands of dollars for the computer, it's never fun to have to spend hundreds of extra dollars on a subscription. So in that sense, it might save you money. But I'm on the website right now. I'm trying to look for the notes for the updated Final Cut Pro, because I think most people would admit that if they have purchased a iPad Pro for video editing, that they probably still prefer to do video editing on a desktop-style computer, just because it doesn't seem like the functionality is there with the iPad Pro. To me, in the future, it would be amazing if I was able to plug in an SD card into my iPad Pro and not have to worry about a computer. I could just take it with me to a job site. I can do all my editing on the iPad Pro, and then I don't have to worry about getting to my office at home, and I can do editing right in the field. That would bring a lot of peace of mind to me, especially when I go on road trips to do drone work. It would be a lot easier to have everything edited in the field, complete, so then when I get home, I'm done. When I go on trips for my drone stuff, usually I have to take the photos, get home, offload everything onto the computer, do my editing on my computer, and then send it to something like OneDrive or any other method of delivering your stuff to your customers. But it would be awesome to be able to upload it right to an iPad Pro, do the photo editing right there at a hotel or even in your car, and be able to get it over to your customer right away without having to worry about, oh man, when I get home, do I have this stuff still on the memory card? What if something happened to the memory card in between now and when I get home? That would bring a lot of peace of mind. And it would be also nice for the few times you go on vacation and you're just taking pictures for fun. A lot of times I'm taking pictures and I think, oh man, this could be a very cool picture. I wish I was able to pull it onto my computer or pull it onto an iPad or a computer and edit it right now and see what it looks like. Where right now, I have to wait until the vacation is over, get home, put it on the computer, and oh man, is it a bummer when your focus was just a little bit off. Now you're at home, you're not able to take that same picture again. But it is a great feeling when you absolutely nail it, and then you're able to upload it after the fact. But I do think it would be very, very convenient to be able to do all this stuff on an iPad. Even though they've made all these big improvements, I still don't think it's quite there where I would replace a computer with an iPad Pro. But I haven't seen many reviews with content creators using the new iPad Pro. I'm going to be watching those very closely over the next few months. It'll be interesting to see what else they come out with at WWDC. I will have a episode on that, I'm sure, when it comes out. Today's presentation by Apple was basically releasing the new iPad Air, the new iPad Pro, the Magic Keyboard, the Pencil Pro, and an update to Final Cut Pro, which is very exciting because it doesn't seem like they spend a lot of time on Final Cut Pro. And that's one thing I love about Mac computers. I do feel like it's a very strong editing suite. It just seems to make the most sense for me as of right now. And it's going to be extremely exciting to see what the future holds as far as editing on an iPad Pro. So that was basically today's Apple presentation in a nutshell. If you've got any questions about it, definitely let me know. If I have an answer, I'll let you know. I'm excited. I'm going to cut this podcast off right here because I'm very excited. My Bamboo Labs A1 printer is back in my possession. Just got delivered today. I can't wait to put the new printer together, see what the changes are from the old recalled printer, and get things printing. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's amazing how many things you find to print when you don't have a printer. So I've got a big backlog of things that get printed, and I can't wait to get it done. So thanks again for listening to this week's episode, and we will talk to you next week.